The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. If any of you go to the 12:30 Sunday Mass, you know Catherine and Marie, who do the music for that Mass. And so Marie, who usually is the one playing the piano, her and her husband have two daughters. And so one of them is still a little baby. Her name is Margot. And the other day I was out in front of the church, and they wanted to take a picture. And so we were all together. And Catherine, her aunt, said that she taught her how to say Jesus the other day, just as a little baby. It's the cutest thing to hear a little baby actually say the name of Jesus. And that reminded me of St. Aloysius. His first words were Jesus and Mary. And then when you read about his life, they said, and then he died with the holy name of Jesus on his lips. And I was like, isn't that an amazing way that illustrates what the narrow gate looks like? Your first words are Jesus is Mary, and your last words are the holy name of Jesus. It's that kind of like the framework of a holy life, well lived. And it was a short life too, St. Aloysius. I think he was only 23 or something like that. But extremely pure of heart from very early in his life. The thing I think that we tend to notice in our own lives is that when we draw closer to holiness, seeking this narrow way, it's interesting. A lot of people don't want us to do that. Oddly, you might notice this before. Like friends that might still have a looser standard of living don't really like you straightening up and flying right. It's a weird thing because they tend to pull you back into things. You could think of somebody as simple as somebody who goes out to a bar and drinks with a friend and says, "I don't want to do that anymore." And then, of course, it's like, "Oh, well, why don't you want to go? What's wrong with you? Blah, 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 blah." And it's that whole kind of deal. And so it becomes really difficult when we're not really surrounded by holy friendships. And so one of the greatest encouragements in our life is to have people around us that really help to support us. As that I've mentioned a couple of times, that Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati book I'm reading, and one of the titles that's in the novena to him is that he's a friend of the friendless, and they talked about the small group of friends that he had and formed, and one of the reasons he did that was to keep each other accountable. We know from the Bible, from Proverbs, one of the favorite parts is, "As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another." And now that Justin is back in town, we were at the rectory last night. And that's one of the great reminders that I have of priestly fraternity and fraternity among the seminarians. Like somehow, some way, one of the hardest things as I'm talking to guys who are getting ready to leave their normal life to go into the seminary, it's hard for me to remember how hard that moment really was, because now that's been like, 12 or so years, it's been a long time. But I remember, if I really think about it, leaving my job, leaving my friends, like leaving that part of the world to enter this other existence, that was a really gigantic change in my life. And it seemed really, really difficult. But then the great blessing is that all of a sudden, you're surrounded by other people who are trying to do the same thing. They're trying to actually enter through the narrow gate. They're trying to figure out how to live a life where Jesus is the beginning and the end, just like St. Aloysius. And when you're around people like that, man, they can help change your life. We have this thing in the seminary called fraternal correction, everybody's favorite thing in the world. Actually, yeah, it's terrible. It's just like having to see, like, oh, is your brother doing something that he shouldn't be doing? And are you the one that actually has to tell him? We also do these fraternal evaluations. And you know, you sit there, and your formation advisor reads what other guys in the house say about you. And that is a very nerve-wracking moment as you listen to like this evaluation. And the clincher is, the very last one is, would you live in a rectory with this guy? You know, would you live in a rectory with this man? And that's often considered to be like, well, that's the condemning thing. If you would not live in a rectory with him, then he's probably gonna have some work to do. And so I'm proud to say that, you know, I am living in a rectory with Justin at this very moment. And so that's a great endorsement. Would you live with this person? You know, and would you be in the same household as them? And if you're the person that would be intolerable to be in the same household as somebody else, then something needs to change. But we realize that the people that surround us can actually help us to live a holier life. And if there are people around us who are pulling us down into the pit, we really have to separate from those relationships or maybe see those people less frequently so that we can actually seek to follow the narrow gate of Jesus Christ. God bless you all.